Hi, I'm Dave Boisvert. This is my 8th Tricon mission trip, and these trips are one of my favorite weeks of the year. The people of the Rio Grande Valley are some of the warmest and most hospitable people that I've met. They may be economically deprived, but they're wealthy in love, family, community, and relationships. Over the past several mission trips, I've continually been encouraged by the amazing, selfless individuals who sacrifice and volunteer their time, effort, and spirit to help the less fortunate. I've been witness to numerous examples of how several seemingly small individual efforts have collectively been instrumental in making a positive differences in the lives of others. This past mission trip has reinforced the notion that it takes a village. I met three amazing individuals on this trip. Our mission trip began by being greeted by Pastor Hugo, an enthusiastic, middle-aged Mexican-American man with a welcoming and contagious smile who always appeared glad to see us. Despite not having a common language, we communicated through smiles, laughs, and an interpreter. His family happily fed all 47 hungry and energetic mission trippers dinner every night at his home. His garage served as a tiny church, but offered the neighborhood fellowship and hope that God cared and was present in their lives. His son, Jonathan, a 30-year-old young man who was raised in the Far area, remembers his roots and continues to serve the Rio Grande Valley community by working for Experience Mission for the past 10 years in order to aid the less fortunate immigrant-dominated community. On one of our work sites, we met Pastor Bill, a 60-year-old Puerto Rican pastor who had dedicated his life as a missionary. He spoke in a calm and loving tone about his life. Initially, he spent many years as an African missionary and then moved to southern Mexico to begin setting up small one-room style churches throughout the southern region. After a while, his wife, who had suffered from a bipolar disorder, left him with the 7 and 9-year-old boys. As a single father, he decided that his children needed a better education and a safer environment, so he relocated to the southern Texas border. There, he started a small church to serve the needy community. Pastor Bill spoke of frequent excursions to the northern Mexican border towns, distributing Bibles and preaching despite the unsafe and chaotic environment. He calmly described being chased one day through the streets of a Mexican border town by two men carrying knives. But he continues to revisit those unsafe areas in order to spread God's love and hope to the distraught and frightened families of the Mexican border towns. Pastor Bill lives his life accepting that God will take him where he belongs. These stories of selfless individuals' efforts devoting their lives in order to make the world a better place are unending, sometimes in extraordinary ways and other times with small efforts, but cumulatively accomplishing positive changes. The mission trip young women and men were part of this effort. They worked hard and played hard and played a lot of hard, loud music. Believe me, the van that we're in shook more than any van I've been in yet. We slept on tightly packed floors and shared one seatless toilet, one shower, no bathroom sink, with approximately 24 guys in similar conditions for the women. Care groups insulated entire house, painted endless hours, put up incredibly difficult ceilings, hammered numerous hurricane hangers, bagged countless vegetables, and moved huge mounds of dirt, all done without complaints from the kids. Things that may initially seem like hardships are what create such tight bonds within the mission trip group and special relationships with the Rio Grande Valley community and make these mission trip experiences so meaningful. You can be proud of their efforts while representing Tricon. Throughout the mission trips that I've been privileged to participate in, I've been incredibly impressed with the students' character and commitment, as they often are challenged to do things out of their comfort zone. Whether it's performing difficult manual labor, playing with timid and hungry kids in Jamaica, or initiating conversations with the homeless in LA, they rise to the occasion by being good listeners, sympathetic, and respectful. These rewarding mission trip experiences will set these young adults up for a lifetime of service to others. Their contributions will make the world a better place. Thank you to the Tricon community for your support. Thank you to these young women and men whose respect for the Rio Grande Valley community, each other, and the adult leaders make this mission trip experience so rewarding.